USA Radio News.
President Biden says the latest jobs report is proof his administration's policies are paying off. The economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
In fact, there have been only 3 months in the last 50 years where the unemployment rate of America is lower than it is now.
The national unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% in February. The House is voting today to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. Catherine Neal Harris at Rice University's Baker Institute.
I think this is an issue where Republican voters are ahead of Republican elected officials on the issue.
If it passes the House, the measure faces an uncertain future in a 50-50 Senate. Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
The governor of Florida's feud with Disney is heating up. Ron DeSantis says he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body after the company came out in opposition to the state's parental rights and education bill.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
That 1967 measure allows the company to act in control of its own construction, zoning, and building codes. If that law is repealed, Disney would have to get government approval for those things moving forward. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 is at the lowest level since March of 2020, according to data from the Department of Health and Human Services. The number of hospitalizations in the United States has dropped by 32% over the past 2 weeks. Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama are voting to form a union. The no votes outweigh the yes, but the results aren't final since more than 400 ballots are being challenged. The National Labor Relations Board will decide if the ballots in question will be counted before certifying the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
More than 60 Alaska Airlines flights in and out of the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport are canceled as pilots are picketing for a better contract. The union says pilots are overworked and underpaid and want to make sure Alaska Airlines remains dedicated to its pilots. Alaska Airlines pilots also plan to picket in Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, which may cause flight delays and cancellations up and down the West Coast and across the nation. Alaska Airlines says it's put a new contract on the table, which it says is competitive and addresses most of the pilots' concerns. New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026. That's up from about 24 miles per gallon under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025, and 10% in the 2026 model year. More severe weather is unfolding for the East Coast on this first day of April. Dangerous storms have been moving across the country all week as at least 25 tornadoes struck from Texas to Florida. Scientists say last month saw the most twisters ever recorded in any March on record. They say the eastward shift could mean more disastrous tornadoes because the population density east of the Mississippi River has rapidly increased. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.